Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. The boys are back in town. We're all in the Navy Yard. Second straight day. I feel like it's been a while since we've all been together.
Minus one.
Well, sure. Odds of all five of us being here when the show starts.
Think about this. When you say minus one, who you think it would normally be?
Nowadays, I'm telling you, White Brian has fallen to the bottom of the reliability ratings. It's a race. Now, I'm going to give Jeff credit. Lately, for a while now, he's here on time. Now, he leaves early a lot, but Jeff is here on time.
Hey, White Brian is here. He just said his stomach is in shambles right now.
You just put him out there.
I'd rather know he's not here.
Nope.
Just put him on big front seat right
now. Because if I was there, sending the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl, it will be on his air. Everybody would call us
from the toilet.
You know why?
We're very aware of that.
When you mess with everybody, you get it when you do something.
Yeah.
Brian don't really say much or nothing. I just think he's crazy.
He's a Giants fan. That's saying a lot.
Mets fan. Mets fan is worse.
A hell of a football game last night.
Yes, it was.
Detroit has an identity, man. And
yeah, they ran the ball.
They're going to stick to it no matter what. David Montgomery, just an absolute badass last night. Breaks that long 70-yarder late in that game. The Lions.
Now you know they're going to, in their locker room, his boy is about to kill him.
For not scoring?
His two dudes walked him down like he was running steel.
He cut back. He should have gone.
I don't care where he went. Humphries was going to catch him.
Yeah,
Humphries was coming like a gale.
Now, if it was Gibbs, nobody's catching him. Montgomery's more of their power
guy. If it was Gibbs, it was over. But I'm saying, you get out like that, and a dude suck up 5 yards like that, you're in trouble.
It is.
That's one thing athletes will do. Yeah, you had a big run, dog, but damn, what happened to that speed you say you had?
Listen, Detroit deserves all the credit. They went to Baltimore, and that stadium was buzzing. We had friends there. Governor Moore was there with Stephen A. Smith. Monty was there sending me pictures. Locks was there. That stadium, when they've got a big game at night like that, it goes. They do it right. And Detroit did not blink. They showed up and just, frankly, kicked the Ravens'
ass.
Basically,
what Detroit did was say, your defense, this used to be a defensive town. They didn't believe in that anymore. They were running straight up the gut. I'm not talking about trick plays. They were going straight downhill and blowing them the hell off the ball. And it was consistent.
Did they, from the start to the finish?
Yes.
And Goff was super efficient. Goff was really good on third down. Goff finished the game 20-28 for 200 yards passing with a touchdown. The Ravens offensively are excellent.
Yeah.
Lamar last night was excellent.
Yeah.
Lamar was 21-27, completed 78% of his passes for almost 300 yards with three touchdowns. and you lose at home.
Yeah, Derek got to stop. He got to stop fumbling now.
Three fumbles in three games.
Yeah.
Dude, the Ravens are now 1-2. And what loss is worse?
You know what? Hold on. I'm glad you said it. You just brought something to my attention. I've been getting a phone call from this little short dude named Ben Argueta. My little buddy I play golf with that sucks in golf.
Yeah, shout out to Ben.
He's been riding me about the Commanders, but he was at the Commanders game on Sunday. And then I haven't heard from him since Sunday because he told me they were going to lose that game.
They won that game.
He told me they were going to lose. And then he was talking trash about the Ravens, and they got their tails kicked.
Just hold on real quick.
Where's
Ben? Let me confirm. Yep, they won. Washington won 41-24.
What's up, Ben? Make a phone call or text something, bro. I mean, your golf game is worse than Jeff's, but, you know, all that trash talk, you got to follow it up.
Dude, I mean, what loss is worse for the Ravens? Week one against the Bills where they cough up the late lead, or this one where they had to chase Detroit the whole night? Baltimore took the lead early in the third quarter. Lions immediately responded. What's the state of the Baltimore Ravens right now, B?
I just think their defense is in shambles. Well, you said some guy was missing.
I think his name's Matt Ibuka.
Matt Ibuka, is he a pass rusher or is he a run stopper?
I believe he's a run stopper.
Okay, because that's what they're missing. Because they were running straight. I saw one time, I think the dude was number 96. You know, big boy. Bruh, when you come off the ball and your head is going the other direction that you started from, that means that somebody just... They straight destroyed
you. Matt Ibuka was out and Kyle Van Noy's out. Now,
Van Noy's 96.
I got you making me find the
wrong. All I know, he fired off the ball and it looked like somebody just shot him out of a cannon because he was going full speed back towards their secondary.
96 had a rough night. Broderick Washington.
Broderick, bruh. Those offensive line was destroying you, bruh.
Broderick.
Bruh. He came off the ball, and I was like, damn. I'm serious, Jay. Like, you here. And next time you look, I'm here? They destroyed him. I mean, it was awful. But they rest everything on being a very good defensive team. It's been like that since they came back to Baltimore. This defense is not doing it right now. Not what I saw last night. They may be able to get it together, but right now it's not there.
So – I mean, listen to these numbers. The Ravens have this reputation, earned, by the way, as this really impressive defensive team. Dolphins might be the worst team in football, right?
Could be.
Dolphins have given up 97 points this year in three games.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So have the Ravens.
Yeah. But when you score 30, you're supposed to win. I'm just saying it. What did I tell you about
Coach Gibbs? They scored 40 and lost.
What did I say, Coach Gibbs? That tells you the defense is in straight shambles. Coach Gibbs, you always preach. Three touchdowns and a field goal, you should win a football game. They had more than that. And they lost by 8. They were favored by what, 6? 5.5?
I got it at 5.5.
So they lost by 8.
In our bet.
That's basically 13.5. So it's like I don't know, man.
I actually won some money on the Lions last night. I won $100. And all that did was cover my losses from the weekend. I got another stat for you.
Uh-huh.
Yards per game allowed this season.
Okay.
Cowboys defense is terrible, right?
Yeah.
Cowboys are giving up 398 per game.
You're saying that the Ravens are giving up more than them.
The Giants, shout out to White Brian. He's here. Hopefully his stomach settles. The Giants are giving up 405 yards per game.
Oh, boy.
It's funny with this Giants team that they've invested so much on that D-line.
You say 500 and what?
The Giants are giving 405 yards.
Oh, I thought you said 540.
405.
Like, what the hell?
It's funny with the Giants they've invested so much in the D-line, and they're still getting gashed defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of the Skins when they had Chase, Montez, Allen, Payne.
But that's the thing of it, though. But the difference in that is the Giants' investment, now they have three outside pass rushers. And every time we discuss pass rushers, I tell you one thing that an offense should do, run directly at them. So Dexter Lawrence, the guy who we give a lot of credit to, he has an injury or something in his hand or arm or something like that. And if you got an injury and you are now trying to be a pass rusher.
And I wonder how what problems. Kind of shape he's in because he barely practiced.
Yeah, he barely practiced. But the thing of it is, like, when your whole thing is let's get to the quarterback, you forget that if they run it into your chest, then that's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So all these teams with these great pass rushers that we give them great before they even become it, just run at them. Because I know if the Ravens had pass rushers last night, they didn't care. Detroit did not care one bit.
Did not care.
They were saying, okay, rush the passer. We're going to put our running back helmet in your chest and see what you're all about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
I think let's not make any premature judgments, right? Eventually, we're going to get to the best and worst in the league, depending on record. I'm going to guess that the Ravens are the best 1-2 team in football, but they're still 1-2.
We got the Wisconsin 1-2 right now, too, aren't they?
Denver?
The Chiefs.
I might take the Ravens over.
Chiefs ain't ready to just say bye yet.
Your faith in the Chiefs remains stronger than mine.
My faith in the Chiefs remains because they still got 15. And we saw in the last game they just had, they had somebody emerge as a possible go-to guy.
Yeah, Thornton.
And he going to keep throwing it to him.
My faith in the Ravens, they still got 8.
They got 8. But 8 can't play defense.
Nope.
That's where the problem for me with the Ravens comes.
They lost Mike McDonald 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. The D coordinator.
Yeah.
And Mike McDonald is a really, really sharp coach. They have not looked the same. And the way they got gashed last night, maybe it's just injury related, but you're going to have injuries. Injuries happen.
Yeah.
You look at that AFC North right now. The good news for the Ravens, as much as everybody thought the AFC North would be a really tough, tough division, you've got the Bengals at the top. But with Browning now.
Ain't no telling what that.
No. You got the Steelers. The Steelers and the Bengals are tied at 2-1 for the division lead. Both have a negative point differential. The Steelers may have a formula of playing good D and Rodgers just kind of controlling it. They're not going to be explosive, but maybe that's enough. The Ravens don't have that big of a hole. Like I think the Ravens can dig out of this thing.
If they can't stop people from running the football, it's going to be hard for them to dig out of it, RJ.
Agreed. You know who the Ravens have next?
Who?
Well, I guess we'll decide who the best 1-2 team is.
They got the Chiefs.
They go to Kansas City on Sunday.
Mm.
Andy's going to watch that tape.
Yeah.
Pacheco, Hunt.
Pacheco and Hunt going to be running down the middle.
You know who's a really efficient third down quarterback?
Patrick.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of the Ravens. They got real problems defensively. So the stat I was saying, Dallas is giving up 398 a game. Okay. Dallas' defense stinks. The Giants are giving up 405 per game.
Mm.
The Ravens are giving up 415 yards per game.
Damn. That's bad.
I saw a poet this morning. I had to mess with her. I said, oh, I went to bed early. What happened in that game? She just said, don't do this to me, JP. I'm not sure I understand. At the end of the first half, Detroit honestly had a chance to really put a lot of pressure on Baltimore, and they didn't do it. Detroit gets that goal line stand at the end of the first half, which was really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they stopped Henry three times and sacked Lamar once.
And made him fumble.
Detroit gets the ball there. And just, it's like three pass plays. So Baltimore gets the ball back, and then they're able to score.
They went.
That was the only
They went on two 90-plus yard drives last night.
Crazy.
They got the ball in the five. They went down to score.
They had a 98-yard drive and they got a 96-yard drive.
Yeah, 94 then. But I'm just like, dude, you don't want that on your resume. And I understand, like, Ben is trying to blame Zach Orr. Those players got to eventually have some damn pride and start playing some ball. As I'm sitting, number 96, Zach Orr didn't tell him to run in there and get hit in the face and run out the other way, going the other direction.
Broderick.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. I can understand wanting to blame the D coordinator, especially when you see a lot of coverage busts. But, they're just lining up and running it down your throat.
Hmm?
Is that the D coordinator?
No. That's a manhood issue right there.
Shout out to Doc. That's a manhood issue.
Yeah, that big bro. Tell me,
what do you make of Detroit?
It seemed to have found something, you know. And I think the question you asked, like we asked this the other day, are they that good? Are the Ravens D line just that bad? They were not running any tricks. They were just set hut and here, like power, wham, right up the middle. And there was nothing the Ravens could do about it.
I did love the touchdown run they had where they put St. Brown in the backfield with the little pitch. That was great.
That's a play we ran very similar. Back, I would line up at the fullback, and we had a tail. I get the ball handed off, and then I go around. But they went for him, and I just went on to the end zone.
Bang. You look at that NFC North now. Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit are all 2-1, all with positive point differentials. The Lions and the Vikings are plus 25. The Packers are plus 20. NFC North looks good. I don't know what the Vikings are, depending on how long you got to lean on Carson Wentz. I think reports of the Lions' demise by losing their coordinators might be a little premature.
Well, the thing about it, I think the Lions very much have exactly what I think Washington is trying to build upon.
Culture.
The mindset of the coach that the players are buying into, and they are not the coach pushing it, but the players really believe in it. You know what I'm saying? And when you begin to get the players believing in it, then now they begin to feel like indebted to each other. You got a world of difference. You can change up things then. But the Lions, they lost two coordinators, but the guy who's the straw that stirred that drink is still there. That's Dan Campbell.
That was kind of my thing with the Lions is, yeah, you lost the coordinators, but Dan Campbell, I think Dan Campbell plays the meathead role very well, but I think he's actually a super smart football guy and is all about toughness. I think a lot of people, and we've pointed this out before, a lot of people believe Dan Campbell was like a linebacker or something.
Oh, he's a tight end.
He was a tight end, and he came up with Parcells and Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are some gifted offensive minds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think people misrepresent who Campbell is. This is a guy that won a Super Bowl. Like, he's a dude, man.
See, a person that comes out and talks brash and can be a little loud at times. The person who's afraid of that has made that to a negative to people in this world. You know, normally if a person says something straight back at you, the first thing people say, well, why you got to go that way? You know, you show a lack of intelligence when you start having to scream and say different things. No, you know what I mean? You're just scared of him. If you listen to what he's saying, no matter if he said it loud or quiet, he he says some intelligent stuff.
Right.
You know, so the world has been formulated by a lot of people who are just afraid of the realness of the world.
Do the Ravens have a Derrick Henry problem?
Derrick Henry has a Derrick Henry problem right now. He needs to just hold on to the ball. Because the one
it was a hell of a play by Hutchinson.
It was a hell of a play. But, dude, when that ball is visible like that, if he had that ball, like, inside and tight, Hutchinson can't knock it out. But when it's showing, they're going to take a chance and punch at it. Hell, Peanut Tillman is not big as Hutchinson, and he made a living with it. So if that ball is showing, they teach people to go for it. Tackle the ball.
Hutchinson is – listen, to me, Bosa's hurt, Max hurt, Garrett, Parsons, Crosby are probably the elite of the elite pass rushers in the NFL.
Yeah.
Hutchinson's – like, we talked about Jaden getting his foot in the elite quarterback pool. Mm-hmm. Hutchinson's getting into that pool with the elite pass rushers.
Yeah.
Had a sack last night, forced a fumble, just constant pressure off the edge. The broadcast was saying they're letting him move around more now. He's also still working back from an injury last year.
But think about it. When you have a guy with that skill set, let him move around. If you put him in one spot, they can game plan for that. When he starts moving around, all of a sudden, like, hey, coach, this left guard over here, I'm eating for lunch all day. You just start putting him inside. It's very hard to game plan when that guy is down in there. Normally, that's one-on-one. You got him on the outside, you can chip him. It's hard to chip inside.
Hell of a Monday night football game in Baltimore. Lions go into Baltimore, win that game. Lions reminding the NFL that they're serious business. Serious business here in Washington is the quarterback position. Mariota played really well this past week. But what is the situation with Jaden Daniels? Let's discuss. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.